This meeting is now being recorded.
outside. Don't want to keep this running much longer into the afternoon than necessary. We've got about 40 minutes from the original schedule. We wanted to continue some of the discussions from the previous session, in particular focusing on experiences with the GDD portal, CSC as well. We'll go maybe 20 minutes, and then somebody can find Adrian. I'd like to give him the rest of the time to recap from this morning and to tee up tomorrow's discussions, our, quote, unconference. We at least want to identify the themes that we're going to address tomorrow. But first, I'm going to turn to Reg to introduce the portal experiences.
This is Reg Levy from Minds and Machines, and I'm also on the GDD portal, I think it's called Users Group or Working Group, which is sort of an informal group of people who work directly with ICANN staff, and is that better? Directly with ICANN staff and their techs to design the GDD portal so that it works better for us on the end that we see. So I would like to start by saying that the CSC, which is the old system where you still have to go to get your IANA, whatever it's called, IANA code to delegate, is messed up and horrifying. And every time I don't have to use it ever again for one of my TLDs, I do a little happy dance. Because the GDD portal is so much better and it's amazing and it's actually pretty powerful. We're working with ICANN staff to make it better and to iron out some wrinkles, and there were wrinkles in the beginning, but we're in a good place with it. So basically what I want to do is open the floor to see if anyone has any questions or feedback for the GDD portal users group about what they want to see in the GDD portal. And then also from my own personal standpoint, since I have Christine Ouellette up here, to ask what kind of a timeline there is or might be for some of the features that were discussed in prior sessions. I know that we talked about it in Singapore and in London, and we probably did in BA, but I don't actually remember that. Things like, for example, registrars are going to have access to a GDD portal for them, and maybe getting together a group of registrars who are interested now to form sort of the registrar side of the GDD portal users group to see what it is that they want to see from the GDD portal, maybe give them access to the registry beta version so that they can play around with what it's capable of and what we see so that they can map that onto their experience and their needs. And also I know that there are certain things that are in progress of moving into the GDD portal that aren't there yet. I think RCEP is technically, I don't know if the bugs have been worked out of that yet or not, but RCEP's moving in, compliance is moving in, allegedly. So what the timeline is for that, and that's basically where I am. So I'm going to monitor the chat to see what questions people might have or otherwise just come up to the mic and ask them.
Thanks, Brett Fawcett with Uniregistry. We've recently had a problem in the portal. We're doing a joint venture with Daniel Nagari for Car, Cars, and Auto. Car was originally a Google application. It was acquired and moved over to the new joint venture. We can't get Car into the GDD portal. And for the life of me, I don't understand why. We were told that the architecture doesn't support taking a TLD and moving it from one user account to another one. And I don't understand why it's not just as easy as, just creating a new file. I can't get my head around why I can't do Car in the portal. We have to do everything now by email. And I'm grateful that staff is super responsive to us when we tell them that we're doing this out of band, but it would certainly be easier for both sides if we could get a TLD in a portal. So that, to me, seems like something that really needs to be fixed.
My understanding is that that is a glitch in the system that they're working on. This is something that's probably going to be happening more and more, that people's TLDs are going to be moving from one portal to another. We're also looking at multiple access to the portal so that my tech people have a login and so that I have a login to some of my customers' TLDs that they have in their own portal. I saw that coming. But I agree with you. It is odd to me. I don't know exactly how it's set up on the back end, but I think the answer is if they did it, it would have to be manual, and that's part of the hang-up.
So, Reg, my suggestion is I'm happy to talk about all these issues, but let's, like we did in the compliance session, if we put them all on the table, I can probably give a better answer.
Sherry Falco, ICM Registry. A similar theme, but for legacy TLDs, so just to put them into the GDD portal.
Hi, Ray Fast at .jobs. The question is there still single authorized access, or can, especially with compliance coming in or RCEP coming in, multiple users being able to gain access would be helpful?
So thank you, Christine Millette with ICAM. Let me start by saying, repeating what Krista said earlier about all of these suggestions and feedback. We very much appreciate it, and we want to have your feedback. We did not endeavor to implement a system that was unpleasant to use, challenging, difficult, had the limitations it does today. And we have been meeting, this portal users group has been meeting for some time now, at least going back over 9 months, to discuss just these types of enhancements. I think it started after the letter of 2014. And we were on a path to look at, we had made some enhancements, some minor portal types of enhancements. And then, as some of you may recall, we had some security vulnerabilities, which we disclosed earlier this year. And it made us look at the overall implementation of Salesforce that we have today. And we spent many months, our IT team spent many months working to secure and harden the system, and have gone through a series of external reviews, a series of technical enhancements to further secure the system in a variety of ways. We have just finished an engagement with consultants from Salesforce.com. You all know, I think, that our platform is on the Salesforce system. And they've made a number of recommendations to us that our IT team is in the process of reviewing. I expect that these recommendations are very significant and could likely lead to a re-implementation of what we all are calling the GDD portal, but really it's our Salesforce system that we use as our back office system to manage our work, that we use with all of you for cases and inquiries via our customer service system, but everything from the new GTLD program team uses to process applications and schedule pre-delegation testing, manage auctions. All of that is embedded, and it's just tools we use in the back office, if you will, for support, as well as the portals you see for registries. Given the nature of the issues we've had this year, we have not made forward progress on implementing enhancements. We felt that it was really necessary for us to harden the systems and secure it. For all of you, you've got data in the system, we need to give you a path. And it's premature for me and would be out of turn to speak on behalf of IT today, but I don't believe we will be making significant enhancements to the system as we have it today. I think we will likely need to re-implement with a different architecture, which with that architecture, we should also be looking at different user experience and we want to take all of your feedback, what you like about the current system, what doesn't work for you. We need to engage both with registries and registrars, but we also understand that there are others in the community, RSPs, consultants, various levels of engaged parties that might want access to the system. So the timeline for this is not yet been set. It likely is not a small, minor undertaking. And what we need to do is put our plans together and begin to share them with you so you have some visibility. What we our first and primary focus is to secure the data we have, to remove any unnecessary data that we currently have captured in our system, whether that be to archive it. We've now got, 740-some new registry applicants who are delegated. So in so much as those applications are done processing, it's not just that they're contracted, but they've gone through the entire pre-delegation process. Much of that data could be purged, archived from the system. So we are taking a multi-tiered strategy to further secure what we do have, and then looking at a secondary approach to provide further enhancements that would take into account these challenges and needs you're talking about today. Specifically, Brett, you brought up .car, and it's a challenge for any of the TLDs that have been, whose contracts have been assigned. And we recognize it was a flaw and an error in the implementation design that has handcuffed us to this point. There have been the team with IT and with the services team have made a lot of effort to build some workarounds and make sure that we continue to provide service, but we understand it is very suboptimal. I wish I could give you a date today when this will be resolved, but I don't have that. I need to go back and work with our IT team. I'm hoping that by Dublin we could start to have a tentative schedule at least to start sharing a roadmap with all of you for this work.
Thank you for that. It is disappointing, but I understand that you guys have had other things on your plate. I look forward to Dublin.
Chuck Gomes. Thanks, Christine. I heard it said that some existing systems are going to be moved on to the GDD portal platform. And I guess the first question I have, is that wise considering what sounds like major changes are going to happen? And I guess if you can share me your thinking on that, that would be helpful. But a more specific question then has to do with the ability for multiple users to access the system. I guess the specific question is, has that problem been solved? Because if other systems, for example, the RCEP or compliance are moved onto that portal as well, and for some of us, it's very different people that are going to access the system for those different needs. So that to me seems like a critical issue.
Thank you, Chuck. This is Christine Ouellette. So speaking of the functionality and transfer functionality from some of our existing systems like RADAR for registrars, our current registrar support system, or our compliance systems, we're not planning to move those systems onto the existing portal. We are looking to freeze what we have today in the existing portal, harden it, secure it, archive data, and keep it as secure and stable as possible as we re-implement and we build from the ground up under this new architecture. Once that is done and we've been able to provide all of the functionality of the registry portal, the GDD portal today, then we would be able to start looking at migrating registrars, the compliance functions, other capabilities. But it's infeasible to look at enhancing the existing portal further today. Now, with that said, legacy access with legacy TLDs to give a seamless interface for legacy TLDs as well as their current, to provide access for multiple authorized users within, we have to determine what those reasonable limitations might be. But we've certainly heard that request that both registries and registrars would ultimately like more than one user to be able to access the system.
I think that's it from me for the GDD portal and CSC. Thank you very much, Christine.
Other questions? Yeah, I don't see anything in chat either. All right, then why don't we just roll into our final section? Where did Adrian go? all right. Anybody ping Adrian? Thank you. Oh, we're just wrapping up. We're looking at it tomorrow. Ruben, do you have something?
Yeah.
Might have one more.
She could retell her, Christine. Rubens Q, Nick.br. What will be happening with Arrows service stream onboarding? Is it going somewhere or nowhere?
I'll go ahead and see if I can answer that. Thanks, Rubens. It's Krista Tappick for the transcript. So kind of building on some of the things that you just heard from Christine, particularly with respect to well, actually, let me go back and provide a little bit of history. So the Arrow system was being built out. It's basically built to facilitate the contracting process between registries and registrars. And the way that that system was developed was to collect a lot of this information from both parties to facilitate that contractual relationship. We were very close to launching that. And that is around the same time that we had the issues that came up with the portal earlier this year. So now building on what Christine was saying, one of the things that we've been looking very closely at is what data do we have, should we have, do we want to have, and shouldn't we have? And this is one of the areas that we're asking ourselves, is this really data that ICANN should be maintaining rather than the registries and registrars themselves. So that is sort of wrapped into the considerations that we're going through and that we're evaluating with all the work that's being done with Salesforce itself. Because Eros was a system that also integrated with Salesforce. So what that ends up potentially meaning is if we believe that we shouldn't really have this data, then we need to go back and basically redesign Arrow so that it's a pass-through, but it doesn't retain data. And I've talked to a lot of registries about this in Buenos Aires in different meetings. I don't remember which ones they were, but one of the questions we would have for you guys is, you know, by the time we do all the things that Christine just talked about and then we go back and redesign Arrow potentially so it doesn't have all of this sensitive data, would Arrows be of value to you anymore? Because we'd be so far down the path particularly for this round. So it's something we actually would be curious to hear from you guys some more information about that and to get your thoughts.
Okay. Thanks, Krista.
For the Climate Key Systems, just to respond to Krista's question, yes, Arrows would still be of great use for registrars, even if we have already onboarded all the TLDs that we wanted to onboard, because if we have to update any information, if we move our headquarters or offices location, if we update an officer, if we have new signatories that come on board, then updating this information to all the registries is still going to be a big hassle, and the Arrow system, at least as it was originally conceived, would take away a lot of that hassle. It would take away the requirement to having to re-sign, contact each registry, re-sign every agreement, and be able to do that through one single space update of information for all the registries so they have it available. It would be still be very useful for us, at least as registrars.
Great. Okay. With that then, Adrian, you've got the final session.
Okay. So before we all get up and get out of here, let's take a little bit of a stock take on where we got to today. We're going to go and quickly revisit some of these objectives, hopes and fears. My initial reaction for being here so far today is it kind of started promising, but we seem to have fallen back into this people talking ICANN, you know, this typical ICANN, we'll fall asleep doing some email. I got a hell of a lot of work done this morning. But, you know, we've got to work out some way to get the interaction happening. And I know also that there was probably a couple of voices that were new to me that came to the microphone, and it'd be great to see more new people coming and stepping up and introducing yourself and having something to say. And I know that's one of the objectives, but so they're the two things that sort of came out of me so far today is how to, we've got to work out some way to ramp up the interaction here and get this rather than being, you know, stage versus audience approach. And number two, let's try to facilitate getting some new folks up in some way. Maybe we offer a cash prize for every new person. Straight out of Akram and Cyrus's budget, I think, that one. So they've got $50 million to spend. How much? I don't know. All right. So real quick, I just want to run through the shared objectives because I think they're the priority here, right? You don't have to see them. I'll yell them out. So I went through and tried to summarize the thoughts from before. So objective, better understand the differences in registries, registry agreements and modification process. I do not believe we have covered this one yet, right? So that's still to go. That ICANN better understands the commercial aspects of our businesses and supports us accordingly. I think a little bit of that with the compliance thing earlier, right? Trying to break down about how do you make it more efficient to interact with us. But I still think there's some ways to go in us sitting down and getting ICANN to understand how we can be better businesses and how do they become a partner. Agree? That still needs some work. Develop a clear approach to addressing universal acceptance. Not yet covered. Still got some ways to go there. That nothing comes from this meeting or this effort. We'll have to wait and see on that one. All right? That'll be when we start to address next steps. Try and get some locked-in tasks and milestones. Right? So we want to make sure we see some of that before it's out. That's actually the next one. We might bunny them up. Clear list of tasks and outcomes leading up to ICANN Dublin. We want to make sure that that's documented and put in front of us, which are both what is upon us as a community and industry to mobilise around and what we need ICANN to do. So we still need to get that done. Better understanding of ICANN compliance role and activities. Maybe we can tick that. Is that a tick? Okay, seeing some nods of heads. All right, that's one we can give a tick to. Development of a non-policy or commercial forum for the industry. I think we've had Brett ran a great session on that. You know, that we started talking about how to get, you know, a commercial site. I don't know if that's clear yet. What this seems to me, looking at the agenda thus far, is this is a little bit of a mongrel session. We call it in Australia, right? It's not quite a policy. It's operations. There's a little bit of commercial stuff going on. But it really hasn't found, you know, I think we need to provide feedback to ICANN as to how we can shape this to be the way we want it. So we need to work out how to do that over the next 2 days. Better communication between stakeholders. We're doing it. We're working on that. I think that's part of this process. That's getting a half a tick for mine. More efficient processes in dealing with ICANN. That's an objective. I don't know. I think where's Johnny Nevitt? Is he here? Do we make any progress on that one, John? I know that came from you. Not really. Nothing we can sort of lock down and say, hey, we smoothed out this bump, right? Maybe a little on the compliance stuff earlier, but not a great deal. We need to put some focus on that. Consider customers and end users. I don't know that we've necessarily mentioned end users today. So we need to come back to that and work out how that's relevant to us. ICANN, regulator versus partner. Are we feeling any better about ICANN being a partner with us today, or do we still feel that they're the regulator? Anyone care to speak up? Because ICANN will come and bash you. No, all right. So we probably need to continue to interact with ICANN during these sessions and try to break down those walls, okay? Get them to tighten up closer with us as a business. Here you go. You want a mic there because we've got people
listening. If you don't mind, very fast. So my interpretation, not just from today, but just generally over the months, is that I feel GDD acts as a partner. Again, this is my personal view, so anybody can challenge me all you want. But I feel that GDD and the staff and that sort of vertical inside the ICANN organization does have a sense of genuine desire to be more in a partnership role. I'm not as convinced with other departments or, you know, factions within the ICANN organization, maybe because I don't deal with them regularly. But I do want to go ahead and say on the record, I do feel that GDD staff is trying to take more of a partnership role in understanding our business needs and the challenges that we face. I do feel that.
Okay. Fair comment? Anyone want to jump on that? Okay. Thanks, Ray. Understand the role of the GAC. We have not talked about the GAC at all. I summarized a few things here as to not only understand the role of the GAC, but get them to understand how we operate. Right? We haven't covered that whatsoever, and that was a shared topic, so we need to come back to that. Constructive feedback and shared respect. I think we're doing that. You know, I think hopefully ICANN seeing this feedback is constructive, especially during the compliance session and things. So that's probably just an overarching theme. And second round. We haven't discussed second round at all. So, guys, there's a couple on here that's a concern to me, and those that are managing the agenda, I don't know whether we can switch it up a little bit to make sure that these shared objectives are definitely part of that agenda going forward, because this is what the stakeholders wanted, you know, as a group. Now, we've got some exclusive wants from each, of which I won't go through right now. Maybe it's worth starting off tomorrow with that. I recommend at any given time, anyone of you come up here and take a look at them or add to them. If you add to them, put it in maybe red or something so I can see it. But I think the theme is here, guys, we want to try to get these shared objectives and hopes and fears taken care of. And so if we can somehow dovetail them into the agenda for the next couple of days, you know,
So I agree with you 100%. I'm looking at this and I'm seeing a big list, and so I'm worried that we will not be able to get there. Maybe we need to try to focus on each one of these and break into teams and say, each team take one of these principles and let's go outline certain things that we can, certain actions that we can do to address each one of them, and then come back together, and maybe that's a better way to hit each one of them and have something that we can act on if we all agree on them. So, I don't know.
Yeah, Jeff, do you want to just come up, mate, or if I run around, I'm going to be like Oprah Winfrey here.
This is Jeff Newman again. One thing I would love to hear, which I don't think has happened before, but I think might help us to get towards some objectives, I would love to hear from tomorrow from the GDD staff what their objectives are for the remainder of 2015 going into 2016, including things like a roadmap of what's on their schedule to be working towards. Because oftentimes we hear, like in the last discussion, well, you know, we understand this needs work and that needs work, but it's not on our roadmap. I'd love to hear what is on the roadmap for the contracted parties, for us here, and then maybe we can have an understanding to get towards some shared objectives and goals. Because I feel like most of the meetings are us kind of talking and asking questions, but it's very reactionary. It would be kind of cool to get some kind of input from GDD staff as, this is what we're doing, this is what our projects are, this is what we've been directed by leadership or the board to be doing over the next 6 months, a year.
I'll get you starting in a second. Akram, did you want to reply to that?
Yeah,
take mine.
Can I just add to that? It's Frida, for the record, from Sky. Just in addition to that, it's apart from what's on the agenda and the roadmap, how can we as registries and registrars help the GDD teams to ensure that you're on the right roadmap and that we're also going to be on the right roadmaps, because we all have very tight deadlines for these things. So it's going to be a two-way street, but, you know, making sure that the roadmaps and we are actually helping to contribute to them and make sure that everybody's working together. It makes it more cohesive and more open.
Absolutely. This is Akram. Just to be clear, I think what Jeff is requesting is something that we do, we put in place at every ICANN meeting, a GDD update session, where we go through every single deliverable that we set out for the trimester or semester, depending on which, how you look at the goals, and we provide an update of from the last meeting to what we've done and the next deliverables for the next period. So we will have that in Dublin as well, and that would be a good place to look at what we're doing and see if there are things that we need to do that we're not doing, and provide you an update on all of that. I'd hate to waste this opportunity just on updates, because I mean, this is all our opportunity to engage and have a dialogue instead of just us presenting you with data and information. So, but if you really want that, I can bring it back up and go over it again.
I would have thought that maybe that's something we can ask the GDD to do as an outcome of this. Hey, you listened and this impacted your roadmap. And so let's say, guys, in 2 weeks, we want to see the roadmap. How did you listen to us? What did you do? Publish that roadmap for us. Maybe have a webinar so we can provide feedback on it, right, as the community. And it's right here, baby. And go from there. So maybe that's a better use of the time, Jeff. I think it's a very important point you're making, but let's try to give them the opportunity to have inputs into that roadmap based on what we talk about in the next couple of days. Does that work for you guys? Staten, then John, maybe.
Staten, Hamburg on the right side. That's precisely what I was going to suggest. I think that's a nice – if other people in the room want that report, I think that's great, but it seems that's perfect to put on the honey-do list for ICANN for Dublin.
Great.
To hear them give the report.
I'll capture that.
What I'd like to see tomorrow is, I bet some of the, well, I can't read them from here, but I bet some of those registrar to-do lists or objectives and goals reflect a need for the two organization or the two types to get together and talk. Right? There's a whole bunch of things I want to ask registrars. I heard today there's a bunch of questions registrars have for registries around how we can facilitate the sale of domain names to customers and end users. So let's get to that discussion rather than reporting on GDD, which we hear about.
You can tell you're a DJ because you hold your mic like that.
What?
John.
Thank you. Anyway, John Berard. A number of objectives that we collected this morning spoke to the companies wanting staff to have a better idea of what the business is like and what the day is like. And
sure.
You saw in that show of hands from people who would like to know when nothing is happening as much as when something is happening, that there is a great need for that kind of data to effectively run a business which operates 24/7. There also were objectives from ICANN staff that we have a better sense of what's going on so that we could work better together. And I wonder if we might be able to come at this from a different angle. So it would be great if we each knew how the other is measured for success. So what is it that a registrar, a registry, what are the ways in which it measures its success? And conversely, an ICANN staffer, who I assume has an annual review, gets judged in certain ways, is measured on certain things. How are you measured? Because it's clearly understood that if you are a sales-driven organization, you can have great effect on the velocity of sales by changing the compensation for the salespeople. So if we knew that that ICANN staff were like police in small U.S. towns who had a quota for traffic tickets, that would be helpful to us. It would also be something we should deal with. But so I realize it might be a bit at an angle, but I think it would be very helpful if we understood how you are judged to be successful, because it might not be in a way that allows us to be successful, and conversely, the way we want to be judged, you may have a hard time getting a handle on. So I leave that.
Thanks, John. That's helpful. Let's take that as a question on notice to ICANN, and we'll see if we can get that worked in. Sherry, please.
Yeah, Sherry Falco, ICM Registry. I just wanted to follow up on the point that Akram made in terms of potential structure for tomorrow. So I, too, share your sentiment, Adrian, which is this morning it felt really alive and dynamic and something different, and then it slipped back into the default thing that tends to be an ICANN meeting. And I think we've come up with some, obviously not an exhaustive list, but certainly some we can work on in the next day or two.
Yeah.
And we can maybe run two parallel tracks, so if people wanted to be at two subjects but couldn't or something like this.
Right.
And then we come up in these little groups, and then we have a time at the end of each session of the day, sort of the unconference. And that way also we get more voices, because that was one of the great things about being in a small group in the corner is different people spoke up than the normal voices you tend to hear. So I think that that kind of a small group interactive structure is kind of the flavor that's the most alive possibility that we can reconvene around and come up with three tangible things out of the meeting kind of thing.
So why don't, if you don't mind, let me take that as an action item for me. I'm going to sit down with ICANN straight after this and maybe some, you know, the leaders of each stakeholder group and see if we can't turn it on its head for tomorrow. All right? One other thing I want to turn on its head for tomorrow, I've just come up with this idea. Tomorrow, we're going to have a bounty on new people coming up to the microphone. You need to identify yourself as a first-time speaker when you get here. If we get 10 new speakers by the end of the day tomorrow, because I think we had like 3 today, if we get 10 tomorrow, the Domain Name Association will put $500 on the bar tomorrow night. All right? If we get... This is your chance to say, and we'll add 500 of ICANN will also put, so that's $1,000 on the bar tomorrow if we get 10 new speakers. Who wants breakfast? We're not paying for drinks, we're paying for the bar staff that supply the drinks. So we'll work out a way. That's the bounty. I promise you there will be an amount that makes sure that you get an alcoholic beverage or a non-alcoholic beverage if you're that boring. You'll need it by the end of the day tomorrow, I promise you. So that's what we're going to do. So please, tomorrow, and if I'm not in the room, I'm going to put up on there 1 through 10. You can cross it off, right? Honor system, Staten. Don't just go crossing people off randomly, right? So that's tomorrow's goal with respect to getting new speakers up and about. And so I will hand back to Paul. I think my job here is done. We've got some action items. We'll turn this around. Guys, let's get energized tomorrow. Try and take care of the emails tonight so you come with the laptops closed tomorrow and we can all roll up our sleeves and get some work done. But outside of that, thanks, guys. Good session. Thanks.
Just wanted to say thanks to all of you. I think we got off to a good start. Wobbly at times, but I guess that's par for the course. Again, thank you for taking the lead and ownership of putting the agenda together for us. I think this being the first attempt at pulling this together, there's some learning involved, there's some adjustments involved, and as we go forward, we're going to do much better. Thank you again to all of you. See you tomorrow.